Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. With me is news director Steve Junker. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mindy.
Because today it is Ask the Manager, your opportunity to give us feedback on how we're doing. What's your favorite program? What did you hear in 2018 that caught your ear? We also welcome programming suggestions and ideas, and you can reach us at 866-999-4626, or you can send us an email, thepoint@capeandislands.org. And as we wait for your calls and emails, we have an update on how the WCAI newsroom has been expanding over the past year. Covering the issues that impact our region has been a priority since we first came on the air in 2000. And we've grown quite a bit since then, Steve. And, and this last year, we were so excited to bring Sarah Mises-Tan on board.
It's been great to have Sarah Mises-Tan. She came in March, and she's our general assignment reporter, which means we can send her out on almost anything. And it's just added a whole new tool to our toolkit here. And she's been doing a wonderful job. When she arrived in March, she came from the West Coast, right. And I think the day after she arrived is when we got the blizzard that knocked out power to about 100,000 households or more across the Cape, and hers was one of them. She had not yet even gotten her reporting kit when she was on the ground.
Shouldn't have boots.
She didn't have her, half of her stuff hadn't come from California yet, her winter gear, and she was out there in a storm knocking on people's doors, getting a sound for the radio. We sent her out on, to ride along with a tree crew truck after so many trees came down in that storm, and she just hit the ground running, and she has not stopped since then, and we've been really lucky to have her, and all the great stories. Yeah. That she's been
And we should mention that we haven't done Ask the Manager in a while now. And last time we did it, you, I think, were pretty new to the job of news director. You were still hosting All Things Considered. And we came to find that is really a job for two people. So we moved Brian Morris to All Things Considered. And it's really been a busy year. When you think about the freelancers that we've been having reporting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should talk about the Ground Truth Fellows. It's been kind of an exciting year.
I think the station from the news side has been growing in a way that's really powerful and really does a service for our listeners. We're able to cover many more stories in much greater depth these days.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the Ground Fellows and their coverage.
The Ground Truth Fellows are, we had these two reporters in-house here for 6 months, and it was Ping Huang and Samantha Fields, and it was a collaboration with this group, Ground Truth, and we've talked about it before a little bit, but they're really fostering entry-level journalists and really trying to bring up a new generation of journalists. So they stationed two fellows here at the station for 6 months to do reporting on the human impacts of climate change.
Yeah.
And it's an issue that has such relevance to where we are and is, you know, and even knowing that going into this six-month project, it was amazing to see how many stories they could pull out about the human impacts of climate change in our region. Mm-hmm. Things from the fact that architecture is changing in our communities as homes are being elevated to respond to increased storms and rising sea levels, or the fact that allergies are getting worse because there's a longer growing season because of climate change. And also just the impacts of erosion in towns like Sandwich and Chatham and out on the Outer Cape. So it was a great opportunity to have them here, and we dug into a lot of stories.
And then what folks can't see, the not-on-the-air stuff, it's been really energizing just to have these, especially some of the younger voices, to have this mix of folks in the newsroom, in the building, talking about ideas and you know, hopes and dreams and all of that. It's been really energizing, I think, having them here.
Well, it's true that we've been here a long time, and we have an idea of how many great stories there are to tell, but to have somebody come in with fresh eyes and look around and say, but what about this? Or what about, oh, this is interesting. And you think, oh, we haven't looked at that in 5 or 6 years. We should pick that up and look at that again. So it's a tremendous energy to have people come in from the outside and young people who are excited about telling these stories. It's been a great, good year for us. I think we've made a lot of great radio, and
I'm
looking
forward. We're sad to see them leave, but, you know, who knows what's on the horizon, right?
There's more things afoot.
Always looking for our opportunities.
We're working to make things happen.
The other thing that, you know, usually we aim to do a couple of series a year, and this year we did 6 series, which was a lot.
It's a lot.
As
you look at me, I'm nodding
because
it's a lot to put together in series. But series are really a great opportunity for us to take a deeper look at a topic and pull apart an issue a little bit and bring in some voices that normally wouldn't make it to the radio in a 4-minute feature, say, on a single topic, or to talk about a topic that really you can't encompass in just one story. So we ran through and we did 6 series, and At some point, maybe we can pull them apart and talk about them a little bit, but it was a great exercise in being able to dive deep on issues like the right whale, the issues with the right whales, which was an early series that we did in the last year.
And it was interesting. I mean, we've always been interested in what's happening with the right whales, but I think Heather Goldstone, our host of Living Lab, brought together some of the folks that work with right whale research here into Woods Hole, and we sat down and chatted with them and said, okay, what's going on and what are we missing and, you know, what do we need to, and that was so helpful in helping us shape that series from their perspective on the ground, you know, and their concerns. And then when we hear scientists saying, you know, that they, using the word possible extinction, you go, well, this is really serious.
Really serious. And to have this group of scientists sitting informally, we gave them lunch and they just sat around. And these are the preeminent scientists in the field studying the extinction or the possible extinction or just this studying the right whales right now, North Atlantic right whales, this population that's down to about 400 left in the world. And to have them all sitting around and a couple of them phoning in from further afield and having this discussion as we sat there and took notes to try to understand how we could try to unpack this story for listeners and how we could try to bring listeners into this incredible drama that's happening
right
around
here in
us,
our backyard,
and yet it's kind of just offshore, and a lot of us aren't aware of it until we hear about it.
Yeah, and of course, the story we continue to follow. Just because we did the series doesn't mean we're done with it.
That's
true. Definitely
very
good.
And in fact, the first right whale calf to be born, since there was none documented born last year, 2018 at all. So the first right whale calf to have been born, it appears, since 2017 happened just a few weeks ago. So it's a story that's still unfolding.
And of course, I say this all the time because I think everybody should experience this. But if you can experience seeing those right whales, you will have an affinity for them as well. And it's amazing to me how many people here on the Cape don't even realize how close to shore they come, you know, when they're here in these winter, you know, I guess now until they're gone about the end of April. They're starting to come in now. We have some, but their numbers should increase a little bit. But, you know, you go down to Race Point in Provincetown, Herring Cove. There's even some other hot spots. But my first experience was out at Race Point, and my husband, who's a native who grew up here, didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. So we go down to Provincetown, we hike out to the you know, by the lighthouse. And as we're going, we came across a couple of people who were like, are you seeing the right whales? They said, you need to be patient. We're like, okay. We come around the corner, there's like 15, 20 of them. They're right there. And I mean, it was amazing. It was like this magical experience. And there were all these people on the beach, and just my husband was like, wow, he's just blown away because, you know, and you know, if you can bring your kids or grandkids to see something like that, just amazing.
Well, here's one of the benefits of the job, which is when we did the right whale reporting series, which was a lot of the reporting was done in February and March of 2018. I had never seen a right whale, but I, as part of the series reporting, I got to go out with Charles Stormy Mayo from the Center for Coastal Studies, and we went out on a survey boat, and he said that we were pretty sure there's some whales around here, but we're not sure we'll be able to find them. And we went out into the stormy, it was a pretty stormy day, and we looked around a long time, and he was thinking that maybe we wouldn't see him, and then we came across the right whales. Yeah. And to see these animals in Cape Cod Bay just doing their thing, and actually to hear them, I didn't know that there was a sound that whales make, but you get up close enough, and they're breathing.
Yeah.
They come to the surface, and they breathe, and you can hear this.
It's
fabulous.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful experience.
Exactly. 866-999-4626. Ask the manager, what are your comments, questions, or suggestions for us this morning? 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. We've got an email from Steve. He says, what's that god-awful sound we hear randomly that sounds like a jack being pulled from an amplifier? I know it's not my radio because I hear it on every radio, the three in the house and in both cars. I listen to you on. I listen on 94.3 if that makes a difference. Steve, we would love for you to call and give us your number that we can check back with you. And if anybody else, we don't know what that is, and we'd love to have our engineers check it out.
That's the first we've heard of
We haven't had a complaint like that. So please give us a call, 866-999-4626, and give Jenny your number, and we'll give you a call after the show because I'd like to get more info on that. So things you're experiencing, things you like, things you'd like to see us keep, things you aren't so crazy about, 866-999-4626, our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. A couple of things. We'll get back to some of the news reporting, but want to mention some staffing changes. We mentioned that we moved Brian Morris to All Things Considered, which gave us an opportunity to hire Haley Fager for Morning Edition producer, and she's also doing a little bit of reporting. young, energetic, fabulous young addition to our team. Very excited to have her with us.
It's been great to see the newsroom growing, and it's great to be able to bring new people in and introduce them to the world and of radio and train them up so that they're able to be part of this as we go forward.
Yeah. And then Liz Lerner, who came to us when Alicia Orsini was out on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. And as Alicia came back from maternity leave, she decided to take a job in development. And that offered us an opportunity to bring Liz on permanently, which, again, we're also excited
and
about.
And Liz does the social media, and she runs the website, and it's been great to have her. She really has taken that on with gusto, and I think our social media, we're much more present now in places where if you're out there on Facebook, you see us much more often now. If you tweet, we're there on Twitter. So it's been great to have her running that and great to have her looking over the website.
Right. And of course, on the development side, Alicia taking a job there, our development director, Sarah Tabuzio, took an opportunity to go work with her family business. We miss her. Sorry to see her go, but it was a good move for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a significant move for the station to have Sarah go off because she was a big part of the team here.
Yeah. And so we have Yuri Stern up in Boston, who's overseeing the development department now. And very exciting, we are about to hire a major gifts person, which mm-hmm. will be our first, something that we've long needed. And we're really excited. That announcement will be coming soon. I think they're just winding up the interviewing process now, and we should have an announcement, I would say, maybe in the next week or so. So we're looking forward to that as well. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. You can also shoot us an email, thepoint@capeandislands.org. More of Ask the Manager after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. It is Ask the Manager. With me this morning, News Director Steve Junker. I should mention, I'm also the Director of Editorial. So
you're the other one here.
I'm the other one, yeah. 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. Today, first pub night of the season. It's interesting how we started those pub nights. I want to say it was like 2006, 2005, 2006, somewhere in there. And it was sort of the idea behind it was, January, February, March, it's kind of slow and people get a bit of cabin fever. So we thought it might be kind of fun to get out and about and chat with listeners. And we did that for a number of years. And then we said, maybe this has run its course. And I think we stopped for a year and people were like, wait, where's pub night? And then we decided, I guess Sarah came up with this idea a few years ago to do pub nights with a twist. So we include a programming element in our pub night. So tonight's pub night is Bird News. Mark Faraday is running the show. And this one's in Wellfleet at the Well from 5 to 7. So that would be,
If you're on the Outer Cape, make your way there. 5 to 7 will be there.
It's interesting how some people, we see some people who come to all the pub nights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there's one guy from the New Bedford area who actually comes out to Nantucket and the Vineyard for
a
pub night.
That's a great opportunity to travel
to
around
meet
the
new
region
people
and to meet people who are already interested in a lot of the same things you're interested in. And it's a great, it's always a great evening. So many people who are enthusiastic about listening and supporting the station, but also just enthusiastic about being here through the winter and happy to come out and have a good conversation.
And meet new people, new friends. The next one's going to be January 23rd. That one's in New Bedford at the Greasy Luck Brew Pub. That theme is Hidden History, so Brian Morris will be running the show there. February 6th, we're on Nantucket at the Nantucket Culinary Center, Local Food Report. That's going to be an exciting one. I know we're pulling together the details on that. March 6th in Hyannis, the 10-Pin Eatery. That's a Living Lab. So Heather Goldstone and Elsa Partan. Mm-hmm. And then March 13th is the Martha's Vineyard Chowder Company. I love their chowder, by the way. I think that's my favorite chowder. And that's WCAI Trivia. So you think you know a lot about us, we'll find out.
And there may be one more coming in the Upper Cape. I think they were looking
there. Yeah, there's another date that I don't think we've locked down yet. So one more in the Upper Cape area that we haven't finished.
If you go to the website, capeandislands.org, you'll see a box right near the top that says Pub Nights WCAI and has all the information that we have so far about where we're going to be and when we're going to be there, what the themes are going to be for each of the pub nights.
And also, we should mention e-news because I know recently we had an email from somebody who said, I want to know what's coming up on The Point next week. How do I do that? And we highlight some of the stories of the week, what's coming up next week, pub nights, all that kind of stuff in our e-news, which goes out once a week.
And typically it's a chance chance to round up a lot of the stories that maybe you missed. You can't listen all the time. You can, and then also to weave in some of the stuff that's coming down the road next week, so you can know what's going to be on the point in the week coming up. It's easy to sign up. Go to the website. There's a block there just on the right-hand side, a link that says sign up for our e-news, and we'll send that out to you. We don't send you any other kind of junk mail. Yeah. It's just the e-news.
Yeah. 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Love to know what's your favorite program, what you might have heard in 2018 that caught your ear. Also, your suggestions, questions, ideas. We'd love to hear from you. 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. We have had some changes to the Cape Cod Notebook in July. We found out that Bob Finch got a Guggenheim Fellowship. Go, Bob, right?
Congratulations,
and,
yes.
And so he's taking some time off, and we have three people filling in for him. We have Mary Bergman from Nantucket, who is, I love her writing. She's just a beautiful writer. Dennis Minsky, also a good writer. And then Nelson Siegelman from The Vineyard. Dennis is out in Provincetown. So the three of them are kind of, you know, pinch hitting for
it's,
Bob.
It's telling that you need three people to fill in for Bob Finch. I've enjoyed having hearing
the different voices
yeah, the
and
different
perspectives.
Voices.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to do.
Yeah. And for folks who aren't familiar, it's a little essays on where we live. Observations.
A sense of place, yeah. A sense of character. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We should also talk about Living Lab Radio, which I guess it's been over a year now since September 2017. I think they started also airing on WGBH in Boston. So Living Lab continuing to grow and stretch a little. And of course, Heather and Elsa do an amazing job. And I'm always amazed at the things they come up with.
Each week they
come up
with
science and technology, but it's always so interesting.
This handful of stories that are compelling and really, yeah, they're interesting and fun to listen to. Yeah,
yeah. So we're going to tune in for those. So that's WGBH noon on Sundays and, of course, Monday mornings here at 9 a.m. and then again at 7 p.m. Appreciate that. All right, so let's talk a little bit more some of the stories that one of the other series we did that I thought was really interesting was we did a collaboration with the Cape Cod Times. And this is something that's been kind of on my mind for a little while, you know, especially last year when we had those three Northeasters in March.
Yes.
It's like, boy, oh boy, you know, you keep wondering, Bob's been a long time and
Hurricane Bob, yes.
You cross your fingers that this is not the year. But several years back, I lose track of time. It could be even more than several. Cape Cod Times had done this great story on preparedness. You know, it had all the things you should have, you know, the where you should keep it and, you know, all of that, you know, trying to think ahead. So I was talking to Paul Pronovo, who's, the editor over at Cape Cod Times, and said, what if we did a collaboration on this? And so luckily he said, that's a great idea. And I thought that was a really helpful series.
It was a great opportunity to collaborate with the Cape Cod Times on our reporting and to be able to unpack the idea of, are we ready? You know, if a hurricane comes up the coast, as almost everyone that we spoke to for this series who was an expert said, it's going to come. It's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Are we ready across this region, and what kinds of impacts can we imagine we might see? And there's a lot of variables depending on what size the storm is and which direction it comes from and all of this. But really, we are looking at sort of the overarching idea of hurricane preparedness across the region. What does it mean for evacuation or for emergency sheltering? What can people do to make themselves more ready just around their houses or their yards? It was a lot of very practical information packed into that series.
Yeah, and I should mention, we actually were nominated for an Epi Award for that. Didn't win, but that's okay. We were nominated.
Yeah.
Against some pretty tough competition nationally, so that was pretty exciting. All right, so we got a couple of emails here. Bob says, I'm reinforcing the earlier message concerning the occasional noise interference during your broadcast. That person described the noise accurately. Sounds like an audio jack being pulled from an amp at high volume. And Janet says the same thing. Janet Wolfley, I hear that as well. Usually happens mid to late morning. It sounds somewhere between what was described and a skipping CD. It can go on for several seconds. All right, we're gonna send this all along to our engineers and see if they can figure out what's going on. I don't know that we haven't noticed it here.
No, so that may be a 94.3 issue.
Yeah.
And if people can actually send us, if you hear it and you have a moment to send a note, say when you heard it, we can go back and try to track it down and
exactly
figure out what's
happening. And Janet is listening in 94.3. Bob did not say which signal he's listening on. So right, we say this is from Denya. Denya says, a large number of people on the Cape are single and live in one-person households. Another group are single parents. Would you consider having one show a month or even occasional program on the point focusing on single adults? Thanks, and see you tonight at Pub Night. Denya, thanks. That's that is a really good question. And yeah, we can talk about that. And I know that we have the, we do our monthly show with the doctors, mm-hmm. Mental health issues coming up. And this month's topic happens to be loneliness, also care, we're focusing on caregivers and loneliness, mm-hmm. but loneliness is a huge problem. One of the therapists that we're adding to this discussion, Ann Gagan, has said that is the number one thing she sees in her practice is loneliness. And I have a feeling this will be a topic we want to revisit. And for those of you who have been writing in saying, could you please add a woman's voice to that lineup of docs?
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
She's coming. So that's next Wednesday. So thanks for that suggestion. And it was a good one. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. All right, more reporting series. What else did we have?
We also took a look at, our Ground Truth Fellows, who were both here for 6 months, each took it on. The first half of their fellowship, they were doing general assignment reporting on the topic of human impacts of climate change. And then for the second half of their reporting, each one took on developing a series. And Ping Huang took on the New England's fishermen and the challenges of climate change. And it was a chance to really unpack some stories that we hadn't even told on this air, which was fun to hear. We took a look at aquaculture and the impacts of ocean acidification on aquaculture, and the Jonah crab, which some lobster men are turning to replace the absence of lobsters as lobsters have declined toward the south. And I don't think I'd heard the discussion about Jonah crab, but it turns out it's a really big fish for fishermen right now in helping to support them. So it was an opportunity to really unpack some of those stories around climate change and the impact of fisheries. Samantha Fields' piece was a deep dive looking at education and climate change and how we've mandated now that high schoolers and middle schoolers have to learn about climate change, but there's no real support for teachers. And she tried to understand where teachers are getting information and how it's being taught across the Cape and the islands. And we're in such a location that, as we said earlier, you can see the effects and the impacts of climate change are apparent. And it's really become part of the teaching curriculum is the environmental awareness. So both of those series were great, and it was great to have them, the fellows, be able to produce them for us.
And while we're on that topic of climate change, our freelancer Stephanie Geyer-Stevens did a piece, a three-piece report on voices along the Herring River with mm-hmm. different perspectives and what's happening there.
And we coupled that with an hour-long point program, too, which is often a way to be able to set up kind of a discussion and then have a discussion in which a wider audience, people can call in and contribute to that conversation.
Yeah. 866-999-4626. What's your favorite program? What do you like? What suggestions do you have? Maybe you're so happy and just, you have nothing to...
How about the weekend programs? I know you've been talking about that.
Yeah, one of the things I struggle with is, the weekends, you're kind of relaxing and we have, the lineup of a lot of, wait, don't tell me. And, some more, I guess we call entertainment kinds of programs. And I wonder if people miss hearing more like news, and I don't mean newscasts. We have newscasts, but I mean news programs, news discussions. So I'd be interested in what people think about the weekend lineup, if they're happy with what they're listening to now, or they would like to hear some more in-depth conversations that are news-related, not necessarily local news, but mm-hmm. National and international. There are a couple programs that are out there that we could look at. It's a tough thing because even when you bring in a program that's really popular, like say a Wait, and you replace whatever you're replacing that with, even though they might like that show, it's like, but don't put it there. So it's always a tough decision on where to place programs when you bring them.
And then some shows go out of production and you have to fill a hole.
And then, people get mad. They're like, but I love that show, but it's not available anymore. I know I cringe every time a popular show goes out of production because you just never know when that's going to happen. But I'd love to know your thoughts on the weekend lineup. 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org.
This was our first full year with Hidden Brain, which has been a great addition to the lineup. I think on the weekend, you think about weekend shows, and then we replay it during the week as well.
Yeah, I know. That is a fabulous show. I know. So I almost wish we could put it in a better weekend spot. And we may. Yeah. That's another one I'd love to know what people think. I think people are always fascinated by the brain and how it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's so puzzling.
Yeah. And amazing. And, you know, yeah. So let us know what you think about that. All right. James called from the South Coast. He says he loves the station and listens a lot. He says so many other stations are just satellite dishes that hold pledge drives, but not WCAI. He especially appreciates the book shows On the Point and Bird News. He suggests that we get the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me show to the Cape, maybe at Four Seas. Yeah, we'll put in a request for that. You know, I'm not sure how difficult that is. You know, one of the problems with some of these national shows is the audience has to be big enough to make it worthwhile for them to bring in their crew and, you know, the stay and, you know, financially. So hopefully, you know, we'd have a venue that would be big enough for them. I know, I think like the Moth has to have a venue of at least, I think it's 1,000, because we get that a lot. Can you bring the Moth? And,
we've had the Moth come in the summers.
Yeah, to the Vineyard and Zyterian. Didn't come to Zyterian once, I think, maybe.
Yep, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we will check into that for you, James. We'll do our best. 866-999-4626 is our number, our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. Karen listens in East Falmouth. She says, I listen on 90.1 and I also hear that noise. It's been happening for several weeks. Great. Well, thank you for that, Karen. Now we know it's not just 94.3. Good to know. Yeah. Any information we can get, if you have a time, if you hear it and you can shoot us an email at an exact time. I think Catherine and I didn't mention that we have, I guess she has heard it a couple of times and put it into our report. So but we will make sure the engineers see this. Unfortunately, we don't have an engineer here on premise in Woods Hole. We have to have them come down from Boston. But they'll get on it as soon as we can give them some info on that. All right. So Mike in Woods Hole, the Point never disappoints. I'm most impressed with the diversity of topics covered, from birds to local authors to interesting pieces on local history. Another day, the topic might be something more serious and important about the community. It's always enjoyable. M&D is a master at a craft. Don't change a thing and keep up the good work. Mike, thanks so much for that. And I have to give shout outs to Amy Vince, who produces The Point, because Amy does an amazing job of pulling a lot of those shows together. We're a team. I couldn't do that without her.
And so much that happens here. It's really a close-knit group of people working together. It's what makes the station work and the listener support.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm sorry that the listeners can't see the behind-the-scenes people here, like Dan Tweidel, master of production. I mean, he works so fast. You know, if I have to do my promos by myself, it probably takes me 20 minutes. You know, it's like, oh, I messed that up, messed that. You know, he's just, he's amazing, and he can do so much. He's like, when he is away, it takes like three people to fill in for him. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. It's Ask the Manager. We're looking for your input. What you think? How are we doing? Are you happy with what you're hearing? Could we make some improvements? I kind of feel like we always could make some improvements. So let us know what you think. Georgia is calling from Newark, Delaware. Hi, Georgia.
Good morning. I also live in Marston's Mills in the good weather.
All right.
My husband just had an idea that we think is a good one, and that is maybe a once-a-year retrospective of some of Vern's top favorite programs. We love the new guy, but Vern was the special person to I think anyone who's been listening to the radio station from 2000 on. We just thought maybe, as a once-a-year anniversary kind of thing, it might be nice to hear his voice and maybe a compendium of some of the favorite programs that you all have selected.
Yeah, I'm sure we have a lot to draw from for sure, because we did that with Vern for many years. And you're right, he was very much a special person. For people who don't know, Vern passed away, I'm going to say 3 years ago. And
Vern
January.
Locke's coming up.
I think it's January 28th, something like that. And maybe if it weren't even whole shows, we could pull up some of the funny moments.
Program, but just a compendium, just kind of as a tribute to Vern. And as I said, he's, I think, instilled a love of burning in a lot of us who were just sort of peripherally involved and, you know, got us more interested and maybe outside more than we would have been especially in the winter. So,
Georgia, I can tell you, I'm one of those two. When Jay Allison first suggested, you might want to have Vern Locks on, I went, to talk about birds? What would we talk about, right? Everything I've learned about birds, I pretty much learned from Vern. You're right. Yeah, he was so passionate. It was very hard not to share that enthusiasm with him. And I think we probably up on our website have the tribute show that we did, which I, you know, after he passed away. And I'll check and see if maybe we can't put bring it more front and center as at the end of this month. So at least we have that for now.
Yeah, but as a memory. That would be great.
Yeah, Georgia, thanks for that suggestion. Appreciate that.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Joan is calling from Falmouth. Hi, Joan. Hi, Joan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Joan.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm calling in reference to your question about the weekend programming.
Yeah.
And I actually would vote no for more news. It's kind of a nice respite to listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Milk Street Kitchen and Way with Words and, The Splendid Table. And it just kind of lightens up the weekend after kind of a busy news week. I would vote no.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're calling in, Joan, because that's sort of been kind of my thought. But then I was like, okay, but you know, does everybody else share that? I wanted to get a feel for that. So thank you for sharing that, Joan. I appreciate that. And thanks
for
listening.
Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Okay,
thanks. Bye. Dennis is calling from Provincetown. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
A story that I think needs to be told, and please excuse me if you've already told it, but I've given the same challenge to Casey Myers. Recycling. What is the real story about recycling?
Mm.
You hear so much now with the change in status in China, and I know it has to do with supply and demand, but follow the journey of one can, one bottle, one piece of cardboard from my recycling bucket to its ultimate destination. And how does it differ from town to town?
Mm.
And how does it differ from single stream to mixed recycling and so on, and separated recycling and so on? I think there's a lot of confusion on this issue, and people need to know the facts.
Yeah, Dennis, that is an excellent suggestion, and I think I'm going to bring that to our talks on series, because it depends where you are, even in the country. It's very different. So, yeah, thanks for that suggestion. I think that's a great suggestion. Appreciate that. 866-999-4626 is our number. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. We'll talk more after a break. You're listening to The Point. It is Ask the Manager this morning, and with me is Steve Junker, our news director here at WCAI. 866-999-4626 is our number. Our email address is thepoint@capeandislands.org. James really, really hates the music to The Point. Please, 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 please change the music for The Point. The last notes are excruciating. There are too many notes, and it plays 50 times a day. Okay, I exaggerated. It's only 35. But every time I run into James, he says that. I guess maybe I'm used to it. It's a lovely little guitar thing. But are you tired of it? Are there other people who feel like James that we should change the theme? I'd love to know what you think. Let us know. 866-999-4626 or The Point. @capeandislands.org. Allison says, I love WCAI and feel like it adds so much to living on the Cape. I have listened to lots of other NPR stations around the country and have never heard the magical blend of national and local programmings, including the quirky sonics that make it feel so local and fun. Have you ever thought of going on the road, maybe with a consulting arm, to teach other stations how to do this? Spread that magic. Allison, actually, Jay Allison does go on the road, and he does teach other stations how to do this. I think the thing is, they don't have Jay. We're lucky enough to have Jay, that he oversees that.
Yeah. And we like to believe our region is pretty special.
It is special. We've got some amazing
energy comes out of the voices of the people who live here, yes.
Yeah. All right, and then we have Mary, who says, I so look forward to the weekend lineup, wait, etc. I count Friday's Radio Lab as an end-of-the-week treat, a much-needed breather after the week's news. The weekend editions take care of news quite well. If you want to add more programs, eliminate one This American Life repeats. Thank you for your great work. Yeah, and that, you know, I have to tell you, just before Christmas, I had to drive to New York. I was picking up my uncle for the holidays and listening. It was on a Saturday. there were every time I turned to a new station when I would come out of
This American
it was
Life.
This American Life. Every station, and it's a very popular show, so I get it. But that's a good point. Amy is calling from Eastham. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I love almost all of the programming on WCAI, but I have to say I do turn away at 11 a.m. to WGBH to listen to Jim and Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if it would be broadcast here on the Cape, because I can stream it, but I can't hear them in my car. And I really think they have a nice Massachusetts bent on their program, which I would really love to hear on the radio.
Yeah. Amy, I love Jim and Marjorie as well. I think they have, you know, huge fans. And WGBH does get into the same, you know, a lot of the same area, that listening area. You know, the thought is they're kind of Boston-centric in a way. It's, you know, obviously they're saying WGBH all the time. And it's kind of a tough thing unless the show were kind of put in a syndicated kind of format.
Like,
you know what I mean? But yeah.
So there really isn't an option for you to play
them? It would be tough. Yeah, it would be tough. But you never say never, right? We'll see.
Yeah, after Diane Rehm left, it just isn't the same.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your thoughts. And, you know, you may have started something here. We could all of a sudden get a whole load of people saying, yeah, I want Jim and Marjorie. So, yeah.
Well, I'll keep mentioning it then.
Amy, thanks. Thanks for calling.
I'll tell all my friends.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Bob is calling from Vineyard Haven. Hi, Bob.
This is John from Vineyard Haven.
Oh, hi, John. Okay. Hi, John.
Hi. I've noted that in the absence of your regular guy on Cape Cod Notebook, you've had visiting people from one from Nantucket yesterday. I'd love to see one from Martha's Vineyard, and I'd like to suggest Susan Bellencampy.
Mm-hmm.
She's the director of the Mass Audubon at Felix Neck.
Yep.
She's a columnist for the Vineyard Gazette, and she's a great speaker. She's very animate. She does a nature column in the Vineyard Gazette every week.
Great.
And I think she'd love to do it. I'd like to see you give her a shot.
Well, Bob, thanks for appreciate that. And I think we may have had a pitch on that. The thing is, we like new content. I wouldn't want to air what she's already doing for another outlet. So, but it's a conversation we can have.
Wouldn't be. She'd do new.
Yeah.
She'd do something new, I'm sure. She's got lots of ideas.
I would say you must know her really well.
I do.
All right, Bob, thanks for that. We'll look into that. We do have Nelson Siegelman who does do some of the Vineyard essays for us. But I appreciate that, and we'll look into it. Thanks for suggesting that. All right. Susan says, I too hear the horrible screeching sound occasionally on your station. I listen to 90.1 and heard it a lot yesterday morning on Joshua Johnson's show between 10 and 11. Eventually, I had to turn the radio off yesterday. Thanks for looking into this. Interesting.
Yes.
It seems to be happening mostly in 1A. I'm wondering if that's
the
transmission. We'll have to, again, we'll look into that and see if we can find out if that's, you know, coming from WAMU or something else. Some mystery we have to solve. All right, Wendy is calling from Falmouth. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Gracious. I just finished my exercising, and I always do it at WCAI, and the conversations are always of great fun or interest to me. One thing that has taken up a good deal of my thoughts and concerns, as I've been a trustee of a condominium that I live in Falmouth, is that there appears to be a real big problem with hoarding. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if you've ever had any kind of a discussion with doctors. I understand that it's now considered a disease, mm-hmm. just as alcoholism is, and it is rampant.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, we actually have. We've done several programs of that on the point. It's been a while, so it may be a topic we need to revisit. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is an issue for a lot of folks, and we have advice from experts on how to, the do's and don'ts, if you will.
Yeah,
when,
yeah. The do's and
yeah.
don'ts.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm not able to listen to the radio all day, it would be something I would have loved to hear. But I just thought, in case mm-hmm. you haven't had anything, and you've been on long enough that, of course, you must have had something.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. And most people just sort of think, oh, crazy people, you know.
Yeah. And Wendy, if you have a computer, you can search our website and find some of the shows that we've done on
that.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Great.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you for all of your wonderful.
You bet. Thank you for listening. What about stories that generated a lot of web traffic? It's always interesting to see what people are clicking on.
It is. One of our biggest stories this year actually came out of Living Lab Radio, and it was their story about a scientist who published a list of known harassers in academia. It was in September, and this absolutely blew up our website. I think we had more than 160,000 views on this, which is for us a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's practically the population of the region. We're talking about 200,000. So, but it's because it really was picked up nationally. More locally, you know, stories about birds do really well.
I say we still know Verna's been gone for a number of years now, and that owls versus crows.
We have a story about
still
owls versus crows.
It keeps kind of popping up to the top. Yeah,
I think the shark attack was prompted a lot of interest with stories on the website this year because there was so much after the shark attack happened. We kind of a lot of people had felt like something like that was almost inevitable, and then the questions about what you do and how this impacts the region are so there are no good answers yet still, and they still don't know really what to do or what kind of impact it's going to have. And I think that touched a lot of people. So many of us feel so connected to the water here, and to start thinking about the water differently was such a deep thing to have.
Well,
happen
it
to
was
us.
Interesting when we did a point program, a discussion on that. I was really surprised. Wendy Northcross from the Chamber gave an interesting statistic that 70% of the people who visit the beach, I mean, this might have been at the National Seashore, don't go in the water. Isn't that interesting?
Well, when you see people at the beach, I can kind of get a sense of that. Maybe that seems high to me, 70%.
Yeah, it seems high to me, too, but maybe it's just they put their feet in. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know what they consider going into the water, but I was really surprised. Now, we'll see if that number jumps up a little bit. Eileen is giving us a call from Chatham. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Mindy. It's been a while, although I listen daily, nightly, whenever I can. The programs during the week and the shows, all your specials, I mean, I sometimes get strange looks from gentlemen when I discuss the fish report. Like, you listen to the fish report? We met some family, a distant family this summer, and these two fellows were going out the next day fishing. I said, well, go online and look this up and listen to it, you know? So, but the problem I have is I'm not the big fan of wait, don't tell
You're
me.
Not. Mm.
And I guess most people are.
Yeah.
But I listen, I mean, Scott Simon, I've got his book right next to me that he wrote about him and his mother. I mean, it's repetitive. I can't go, I can't escape it. Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock on Saturday, Sunday, is there any chance anything else would ever fill that slot?
You know,
the morning that I listen on the weekend.
Eileen, I will tell you, it's a thought we've had, conversations we've had. Certainly, it will not go away. It's a very popular show, but do we need to air it? Do we need to air it 2 days in a row? Maybe not. You know, that's something to think about. I'm sure we'd get a lot of pushback. Like if we took it off on Sunday, people would say, wait, no, take it off Saturday. Again, we get back to that, you know, people get used to listening when they listen. But Eileen, it's something we will consider. And thanks for suggesting it. And I know not everybody's a fan, but there certainly are a ton of fans out there. So thanks, Eileen, for the call. Dan says, what happened to Sound Opinions? Agree with repeats when added to holiday reruns. You could have the same show broadcast six times in a year. The problem with Sound Opinions, we got quite a few complaints about Sound Opinions. It's a good show. It doesn't seem to do well here. I think some of the music was a little jarring to some of our listeners. We also had some complaints about the production quality. That was one that just a lot of listeners didn't like. That it. I mean, it had a few fans. Dan, obviously, you were one of them. But we opted to pull that show. So sorry about that. All right. Margaret in Falmouth. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Mindy. I thoroughly enjoy all of the programs. I just would like to, when you have a psychologist or a therapist, two men, very intelligent, et cetera, I would love to have also a woman therapist or a woman psychologist.
You weren't listening. We are bringing a woman on the next week's show on the 16th. Tune in. The problem is, and I hear what you're saying, you know, it's really hard to find not only people who are qualified experts that also can articulate well. And luckily, I think we've have found a good match to our panel. Now we're lucky enough
fabulous.
To have four people that we can rotate through. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So tune in next week, Margaret. Okay.
I will.
All right. Thanks
again. I love all of your programs, really.
Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. All right, bye-bye. Frank is calling from Barnstable. Hi, Frank.
Yes. Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to add two votes, my wife and I, to Jim and Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the worst thing that we do is we forget to retune the radio to WCAI sometimes, and the next morning turn it on and we still have GBH on. So I think there's nothing wrong with being in touch with our state capitol and mm-hmm. what's going on there, and certainly plenty of national and statewide issues that they cover very, very well as well.
So, you know, Frank, I agree with
one
you.
One more vote.
Yeah, I was gonna, I agree. I think Jim and Marjorie do an amazing job. I think part of the problem is the fact that it is WGBH, and they're saying WGBH a lot. They're giving the WGBH ID and all of that. It makes it difficult because there's confusion now. You know, we went from being an underserved area when it
sure.
comes to public
mm-hmm,
to being
sure.
an overserved, and people get very confused about who's who. I mean, I'll get, you know, an email about, why don't you ever do local weather? All we do is local weather. They're obviously listening to somebody else. And when I say that, they go, no, I only listen to you. And then they go back, oh, I did have it on another station. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of the problem. But I certainly will, I'll mention it. I'll talk to our folks up in Boston and just sort of pick their brains a little about, you know, what, you know, if that could, you know, be, you know, less mentions of WGBH.
Great.
You know, yeah, but thanks. I appreciate that.
All right, thanks for listening.
You betcha.
All right.
Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? I guess, Margaret called from Orleans. She says Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, there's a British show she says she finds boring. She'd like it to be something else. Thanks for your thoughts on that, Margaret. And James called back this correct. It wasn't wait he wants to bring to the Cape. It's Away with Words. We actually might have a better shot with that than mm-hmm. we with wait. So I will check into that for you, James. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Sound Opinions. Sometimes I play Sound Opinions during arts. This is Haley Fager, who also helps produce Arts and Ideas. She says she sometimes does play Sound Opinions during Arts and Ideas. Sunday nights makes a much better fit.
A
spot for it. So whoever that was, that Dan, I think, who wanted Sound Opinions, tune in on Sunday nights for Arts and Ideas, and perhaps we can check that out for you. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call. Joanne in Wellfleet. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, there's a show that I really like a lot, but it's not a time that I'm usually listening to radio, and it says you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so such a clever show, and instead of two wait, don't tell me on the weekend, which if you listen all the time mm-hmm. like I do, you've heard the first one, so, mm-hmm. so what'll I do with another hour? So I thought that would be similar in a way to wait, but mm-hmm. something that would fill in rather easily.
Yeah, not a bad suggestion, Joanne. I'll take a look at that. I appreciate you making that suggestion. Just, you know, like about a minute left here, Steve, and one of the things I want to mention, because this is, you know, Dan Tritel, every February he goes over mm-hmm. to the Vineyard, to Tisbury, and talks to some third graders who create their little Valentines, and they are so, so sweet. And he's going over again. So on Valentine's Day, we will be airing them again. So be sure and tune in for
it's
that.
It's become a tradition.
It
here.
Has.
Yeah.
And for Poetry Sunday fans, we did put Poetry Sunday on hiatus, but we are hoping to bring that back. So poets out there, one of the reasons it went on hiatus is after a couple of years, we just were not getting enough submissions mm-hmm. to keep it floating without a lot of work. Constantly opening it for submissions and then, you know, having to go through it. If we can get a lot at once, it's much better. So when we open that up again, tell all your friends so that we can keep it on the air, because I know it was a really, and it's amazing how many poets are here on the Cape. It's, yeah.
We got a lot of positive response
from
that.
We do. And sorry if we didn't get to your questions or suggestions. We'll still be looking at them as you send them in.
The conversation doesn't have to stop. If you're on the Outer Cape, come out to Wellfleet Pub Night and tell us what it is that you're listening to on the radio.
All right, Steve Junker, thanks for being with me this morning.
Thank you, Mindy.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker and Dan Tritel. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.